78 yards, the longest play from scrimmage for the Ravens this year. And, Bernard, I know you wanted those last 2 yards, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. I really want them. I honestly think I got them, though. Honestly, I think I got them.
You think you got them in on that one, huh?
I don't think I stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, all right.
That's just me personally, though.
And I heard we were talking before we got back here, and you were looking up at the Jumbotron because you saw the guy coming?
Yeah, I saw him coming. I saw him. And I felt myself getting tired. So I just try to get at least 10 more yards out of me, and I turn around and try to stiff him at the last second, but they called it up.
Yeah, because you really didn't practice it all week. You had a concussion last week, and you passed your baseline when yesterday. So, you know, you've been sort of inactive a little bit.
Passed it Friday.
Oh, you passed it Friday. Okay, all right, Friday. Okay. It's a little inactive, so you had to get those wheels turning again, huh?
Yeah, and I noticed it as soon as I broke that run, how, you know, that I wasn't as in shape as I thought I was.
For this time of year, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, how about, you know, this is a long year for a rookie, they say. Are you starting to feel the effects of how long this season is?
You know, regardless of how long the season is in college, you know, you get tired, you're going to get banged up. It's football, you know, you just got to bite your teeth, grit it, and keep it going.
Well, how about that running game? 2 100-yard rushers today. You had 123. Ray had in the low 100s. I guess you got to give a lot of credit to the offensive line for that, huh?
All the credit to the offensive line. You know, without them, you don't got no running game. So, give a lot of credit to Vontae Leach, too, because he's definitely hitting out there today. Definitely.
Yeah. He opens up some of those holes for you. What was the difference this week than last week? Was it the line blocking? Was that the main difference?
Honestly, I don't think it had anything to do with the line. It's just, you know, they blocked the same in like week in and week out. It's just we were a lot more hungry this week.
How's this team feel now? You know, you've taken 3 weeks, now 4 weeks. I guess this was the one you really needed to win to get the, I don't know, morale, confidence, whatever you want to call it, going as you head into the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel good. I don't know how the team feels. I'm sure they feel great.
Yeah.
But, you know, this was definitely a big game for us, and we needed this, and we came through, pulled through, and fought for it. So, I'm happy.
Yeah, are you ready to have your first playoffs in the NFL now? I know you got to go to Cincinnati next week, but really, you get to have a home game now. How important is that to you guys to have the home game to start the playoffs?
This is my first time doing this, so I don't know.
You don't know,
but
huh?
Playing at home is definitely a lot better than playing on the road.
Yeah, you can tell by today, right?
Yeah.
Playing at home is good. You got the fans out there. And Joe Flacco also had a great day today, throwing for over 300 yards.
Amazing day. Yeah, 300 yards, that's 500 total offense.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you guys they only had, plus, let's go back to the defense, and they only gave up 180 yards. So all the units, special teams, everybody, this is maybe the most complete game that this team has played all year, and coming at the very perfect time as you head into the playoffs.
Yeah, they played real great. You know, we came together as a team today, and we pulled a team victory out.
All right. Well, good job, Bernard. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.